The Stopover Music Festival brings in 100 bands to perform over 3 days in Savannah. Many of those musicians are local, but some are out-of-towners, and they need a place to crash. Luckily, Savannah is the hostess city, and there are a large group of enthusiastic volunteers who open their hearts and even their homes to these bands. Our producer, Sean Powers, is in one of those homes this morning. Sean, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Whose home are you in?
I'm with Natalie Zimmerman. We're actually right outside of her home. She's one of the many, many stopover volunteers. Hey, Natalie.
Hi.
So you decided to open up your home to a band. How come?
I did. I wanted to get more involved with the Savannah Music Festival, and I thought it'd be a really good, you know, thing to get involved with the community.
Yeah. It's Celeste, now we're going to meet the band in a second, but let me just warn you. This is a very, very small living quarters. Natalie, can you describe what the apartment looks like?
It is a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom, and it's very, very narrow. So this is probably the most amount of people I've ever had in my apartment. So 5 people, it's been pretty crammed, but it's been okay.
Okay. And how did you get connected with this band?
I had a friend who was involved with volunteering last year, and she told me about it, and I thought it would be a great opportunity.
Should we go check them out?
Sure.
All right, let's. She's going to give us a tour inside. Okay. Okay, so we are here with members of the band Godzilla. They're actually from Italy. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Okay. I'm Jordan.
Good morning.
Who are you?
Hey, what's up? Hey, how are you doing?
Okay. Well, and I'm here with Luca. He's the lead singer, and he's here to answer a few questions. You want to put these on?
Right. Okay. I'm ready. Okay, nice to meet you guys. Savannah, under control.
Okay. So, Luca, let me ask you just how did the show? Let me just give you guys an example. He was they were playing at 11 o'clock last night, right. And they didn't finish until when?
Well, I think midnight because we played about 45. It's our standard set.
Okay. And you guys were out partying afterwards, and you came back what time?
Well, not really party because we are kind of exhausted, so we just chill out around there, having some beers. I'm not sure. I had not my any clock with me. I think it was about 2.
Okay. And so you were sleeping for about 4 hours, and you just woke up about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's the power of the radio, so spread the word.
But
we're actually leaving for Memphis in a while, and then Natalia has to go back to Birmingham, so we're all in the mood.
Okay. Well, I think my host Celeste has a question for you.
Yeah, what's the pros and cons of staying in somebody's place rather than just getting into a hotel?
Well, in this case, Natalie was pretty awesome, actually. It was great because we are our first guest, I think, so we wrote something on the guest book. I think it's like if you sleep in a hotel, of course you have your own space. You don't have to deal with anyone. But sometimes when you're at some people's house, you can feel like more comfortable because you can feel like someone that's hosting you and giving you what you can. In that case, not that it was great. So thanks a lot.
Hey Celeste. They're from Florence, Italy, and they've performed in Mexico. They performed all over the U.S. So they have a lot of experience about with crashing with people. I'm asking him a few questions ahead of time. Just what's that been like from country to country? How does the U.S. compare to some of the other places?
Well, in the U.S., we almost never get a hotel. So. We're having pretty good experience. Sometimes we're sleeping in the floor or in a couch. It's fine. There's no problem at all. But we're actually meeting a lot of people that are hosting us and giving us a hand along the travel. And we basically don't have to spend a single dollar to sleep, which is still good.
Great.
Yeah, you were saying something?
Yeah, we're just speaking with our producer, Sean Powers, is in Savannah. He's there for the Stopover Festival. We heard from Stopover volunteer Natalie Zimmerman. She has opened up her home this week to members of the group Godzilla. They performed last night at the Stopover Music Festival. Thanks so much to all of you. And we wanted to hear a little bit of music from Godzilla. So here's a little taste of the song Melting. Melting.
it's time.